Sections, Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
This is Miles. Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
Yes, Bob used to go skinny dipping, now he goes chunky dunking.
You've been waiting on that one. Would you hear that over the weekend or what?
Yeah, I read that somewhere. Yeah.
I read it in Reader's Digest. That's where I read
that
one.
I
read it on a shitter in Reader's Digest one day.
You know, I read it in a magazine. Oh, yeah.
I ate a bunch of bread and I had to poop like crazy.
Yeah.
I got through the whole Reader's Digest. First time in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. Yeah.
You sound a little worn out.
I ate a lot of chili before I went golfing today, and I farted so much on the golf course.
You sounded like a Jetsons little Skymobile.
Yeah, I mean, man, Jimmy, I could have blown up the Hindenburg with the gas. Man, if you could have somehow trapped it and gas.
You mean blown it up like a balloon, not blown it up like it did, right?
Yeah, let me rephrase that. I could have filled it up, I guess. I don't know.
Ooh, well, there you go.
I'm like, Jiminy Christmas, what the heck did I eat? Yeah.
If the Hindenburg was filled with methane, you could have done that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I could have. I think I could have filled up the blunt with it. Yeah. Oh. I was like, Jiminy. Yeah.
Son, get good. You're on the line. I think I've got some cheap methane for him. That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, I went to the movies last night, which is, you know, a rarity for me.
You going to the movies is not a rarity, first of all.
Yes, it is. I hardly ever go to the movies.
What?
Maybe two times a year.
I don't know. That might be true, because last time you went to the movies, you went to that stupid WALL-E movie, and I had to hear about that for, like, 6 months straight.
WALL-E. I love WALL-E.
I've never seen it. I don't want to see it because you've told me so much about it. I don't even want to see it. I don't even want to see a stupid movie. So what did you go see?
Anyway, I went and saw... Well, first I'll make you guess because it's one of the summer movies here. I'll make you guess what I saw.
Guess?
Yes, yes.
I'm thinking it's either the Star Trek or the X-Men thing. Boy, I shot my watch.
That's the only two ads I saw besides they're doing Debbie Does Dallas 50th anniversary down at the Spoogey Check or whatever it's called.
Well, you didn't watch Drag Me to Hell, did you?
No, I didn't go see that one. Drag Me to Hell. I went and saw
Angels.
Oh,
it's a movie coming out.
Yeah, I know. It's a movie. It's one of those stupid movies. Yeah. No, I saw Angels and Demons.
It was Angels and Demons.
Angels and Demons. Yes.
I
think you've already seen the porn ripoff called Angels and Semen, but that's a whole. that's whatever. That's what you did this weekend. So, no,
yeah.
I
watched the Farrah Fawcett Cancer Special. I got so turned on, I had to.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, it was Angels and Semen, yeah. But go ahead.
I let my wife choose. I said, oh, I'll have to see the Star Trek one. She's like, well, how about Angels and Demons? I'm like, yeah, that sounds good to me. That sounds, whatever. Right?
That is the new Tom Hanks one. Right,
right, the new, conspiracy.
Yeah.
Church conspiracy movie or whatever you want to call it.
Is Ewan McGregor in that?
Oh, it's Ewan McGregor. Oh, Tom Hanks.
No, he's in that, right?
Spank me, Tom Hanks. I'm a priest. Yeah, he's in it.
Oh, that wasn't the movie I was thinking of, I guess. But go ahead. Okay.
No, he's in it, yeah. So, it was okay.
Yeah.
But we went to the movie theater and I saw... It's more actually the movie wasn't as interesting as the experience of going to the movies.
Yeah,
I couldn't take it. It was too dark. I had my stupid crappy cell phone, with me. It has a camera, and I went to this different movie theater, and they had a I don't know if it was like the owners or whatever. They had a Coca-Cola memorabilia displayed, like the Beat the Band, out in the lobby. I mean, it like filled the lobby, part of the lobby.
Really?
And they had those old, they had several of those old bottle dispensers, you know, the old vending machines that had the bottles in them. Where you'd put your money in and you'd have to pull the bottle out and it would like, you know, fight you for it.
Yeah.
Had like, I don't know, maybe a dozen of those.
Yeah.
Like restored and like all kinds of, you know, advertising, you know, the things that go on the wall and the trays and all kind of coolers and just everything you can imagine. It's like Coca-Cola from, you know, pretty far back.
Right.
Yeah. So I thought that was really fascinating, but the lights were so low. I took a picture of my crappy camera phone. It wouldn't turn out, so I was going to post a picture of it. But alas, I need a better camera there.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought that was fascinating. But then the other thing was I saw, as we were going in, I went to the Angels and Demons movie with Porky's son. You know Porky from the Porky's movie?
Yeah.
It was... It was his son, but I mean his son as if he had it when he was Porky, so it's like about my age.
You know, those assholes from Angel Beach.
That's right.
Right.
And I'm like looking at this guy and I'm like, oh my God, it looks like Porky. Weird. And like he was there by himself with he was like with another couple, which is already weird anyway, but
was he like a third wheel or something?
Yeah, it was a third wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an old pickup truck and the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looked just like Porky, man. It was just weird.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, like a, you know, Porky was like from the 50s era, right? So his son would be from the 70s, 80s era, right?
Yeah.
It was like Porky from the
80s. Yeah.
It was hilarious. Just got to visualize that. I wish I could have took his picture, but I didn't. I felt like I was, you know, a bit, a little bit too
forward. Please say overalls. Please say overalls. Bib overalls, please say.
No, but he had, like, those painter's pants.
Oh, okay.
Because he is. He's not from the 50s, man. So he's,
yeah.
He didn't grow up there.
Yeah.
He had on parachute pants. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. Parachute. Cavarici pants.
No, he had like painter's pants or something. Some Big Mac or something, you know what I mean?
Painter pants?
No, no, the blue ones. Kind of like those work pants you get like at the farm store.
Yeah.
And like, you know, a flannel shirt or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like my friend Mark would wear, except, you know, my friend Mark doesn't button his shirt, so.
Yeah, I don't. Don't give me the visual. I don't.
Porky Jr. had his shirt buttoned, so that was good.
Yeah, I don't want to.
So we saw Angels and Demons, and it was, you know, it was all right. I wouldn't recommend, huh?
It was okay. It wasn't good.
It was okay. I just rented on a video. I mean, if I had my choice now, having spent, you know, the money, I would have just waited for the video.
I thought it was supposed to be better than the original, than the first one.
The Da Vinci thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw the Da Vinci Code, too, but I was like, It's just there's too many of those things. It's like National Treasure, you know, where you chase around the clues and all that kind of stuff. So,
right.
Which is fun. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a fun movie. It's worth watching. But, you know,
right.
I don't know. Since I don't go that much, I mean, it's either got to be for the kids or it's got to be, you know, some kind of quality, you know, for me to really get into it. My wife liked it. She'd read the book, though. You know, she knew all that stuff. So.
Yeah,
a lot of church, Catholic church stuff in there. If you like that kind of stuff, I don't know. The Illuminati, the Illuminati. So,
yeah.
I like to call them the Illuminati. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Illuminati doesn't make pizza in Chicago. Illuminati.
I don't know. It could be. But anyway, so then it was kind of like a pseudo date night. I hate to say that, but that's essentially what it was. Without the kids, you know, got to go see a movie. So we went and got pizza at this pizza place, right?
Yeah.
Well, this movie, we went to, like, the afternoon movie, the old people movie, right? Because it's cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
And so then afterwards, we're going to get some pizza. So
yes.
We come out of the theater. My wife went out, like, right when the credits started. She, like, you know, headed for the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Right? I'm like, whatever. I'll mosey on out here. I get out there, it's like, you know, frickin' sea of people. The sea of humanity waiting for the next movie, right? Because this movie is fairly long, and so they really are butting them up against each other, right?
Right.
So I'm like, well, okay, I guess I don't get to take a piss. I'll just wait and go over at the pizza place. It's not that far away. So we get to the pizza place, and we get ordered and everything, get a seat. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Well, they have, like, these one-holers, right? And so I go walking up there, and, like, two little kids scoot in there. And I'm like, oh, well, shit. I'll go sit down for a while, wait, you know.
Yeah.
They never came out. So then I wait, and then my wife's like, oh, somebody just went in there. I'm like, well, watch it, you know, and let's when they come out, you know, I got to take a leak. So then the guy is in there forever. She didn't notice him coming out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, crap. So we get our pizza and we eat. I still got to pee.
Yeah.
I'm like chugging soda because, you know, it's free refills, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
I can't pass up on the free refills, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then they didn't have Coca-Cola at the pizza place, but they did have Dr. Pepper, which is all right. I love the
I love Dr. Pepper.
I like Dr. Pepper. So I'm chugging the Dr. Pepper. Still got to pee. Every time I go up there another time, somebody is in there again.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck they snuck in there. I'm like sitting there watching the door. Okay?
Yeah.
So then I go sit back down because I don't want to hang out because that's just kind of weird. And what if somebody's dropping a deuce and you're standing right there? And then you got to go in afterwards, so.
Yeah.
So anyway, I sit down. Sure enough, I don't see him come out or whatever. I'm eating my pizza, drinking my Dr. Pepper. And it gets time, okay, we're going to leave, right? We're all done.
Yeah.
So I've eaten a whole meal, still got to pee.
Yeah.
I go over there. Somebody's in there again.
What?
This place is just crawled with people that have to pee.
Why don't you just hang out, man?
Because it's creepy. It's creepy to hang out by the bathroom.
It's okay. I'm waiting for two little boys to come on out.
It's right.
It's okay. It's okay.
Those little boys come out. So then they have this ice cream place that's like attached to the pizza place, right? So we go get ice cream. My wife wants ice cream. I decide not to get any ice cream. Well, she's getting ice cream. I said, I'm going to go check the bathroom.
Yeah.
They're connected, so they share the bathroom. So it's just like, you know, they haven't got a lot of bathrooms here. So I go over there, and it's kind of like down a little hallway, and then it's just the one holer there, right? It's like, and so I go, and there's this little kid standing in this hallway, and I look at him. I'm like, you waiting for the bathroom? He's like, yeah. And he's like dancing around. he's got like pizza on his face, and he's like all filthy face. He's like probably like 7 years old or something. He's dancing around back there. Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Hey, are you waiting for the bathroom too?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey.
So I'm like, you know, screw this. My wife's got her ice cream. So I'm like, I'm just going to drive home. So I held my pee for a whole meal and the drive
home. Oh my God.
I had to pee so fucking bad when I got inside.
Oh my God, I got to pee thinking about this. Yeah.
Plus, I drank like 3 sodas, I think. It was just terrible.
Glug, 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 glug.
It's a wonder I just didn't like spring a leak, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I could not believe the traffic in this bathroom. They must have been selling drugs in that bathroom is all I can say. There's so much fucking traffic.
Must have a glory hole in there, maybe.
I don't know what was going on in this thing, man.
Yeah, what?
It just was
bathroom.
It was a comedy. It's like I can't get in the bathroom. I'm just like, fuck. She's
there?
Like, are you gonna be okay? Yeah, I'm gonna be fine.
We gotta get out of the county quick.
I gotta go to the bathroom. Thank God I got my own bathroom at home.
Gotta go pee.
I gotta go.
You should have just went in the woman's, you know?
No, that's all right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a bad pee-pee night.
Yeah.
Yes, bad.
Yeah.
I just could not believe how busy that bathroom was. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
Ching, 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 ching. I don't know.
Yeah.
You got me. So, anyway, I just said it was just weird. A weird night with the bathroom there. But it was good. Yeah. All in all, it was good. It was a decent movie. The pizza was fantastic.
Oh.
I actually got a pizza that I don't normally eat, so that was even weirder. But, you know, I don't like a lot of things.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of things pizza, but it was like, oh, my God, it was so delicious. Terrible.
Lucky you didn't have to go number two.
Yeah, well, no, that happened today.
Drop a deuce.
Whatever. I stayed home all, no, I didn't stay home all day, but I stayed home most of the day just so I could do that. No.
Yeah.
But no, it was weird, you know, I just can't, got to pee.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to tell you. Maybe I should just learn how to stand there, you know, like you, and be creepy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, you know, you since it was just the one holer there, you know, you could have picked up on some ladies or something, you know. Hey, ladies.
Yes.
This is a unisex. We could both go at the same time.
Like college.
But you'll have to take the sink.
Hey, I have gone into a co-ed bathroom situation before.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know, whatever.
And what, you couldn't pee because you had a stiffy the whole time just because it said co-ed on the door?
No, I had to pee, so it was no. I was not pee shy that night. I was like, oh, well. Unfurled. And,
well, there you go. Well, good for you.
Yeah. The hog came out. Man.
Well, I would just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just a weird deal. I couldn't pee.
Couldn't
pee. Go figure.
Yeah. That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.